Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
The Adam Carriker Show here at 93.7 The Ticket. As a former Husker and NFL player, I'm a little bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery, they start at home. Team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, add a Culligan Reverse Osmosis. It's bottled quality water right at your tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free test at CulliganHuskers.com. Again, that's CulliganHuskers.com, Culligan of Lincoln. Why do you love? Say it with me, Jake. Go. I'm waiting for you. Go, Big Red. Big there Red. You go. We didn't practice that at all, could you tell? All right. We got to, dude, this is a loaded slate of games this weekend. Real quick, a couple of things before we get into it. Did you know that as of last Tuesday, today, that was the last day without football until November 26th? Were you aware of that?
Terrell's been telling me that. He's excited about that stat.
That's phenomenal. Somebody sent this to me, and I think it's a great idea. I couldn't help but think of the fourth down play where we did the little shovel pass to Luke Lindemeyer versus Michigan. Hey, love Luke. But what about an old tight end delay play to a guy like Henrik Harburg? I haven't seen that yet this year. We got to get the ball in his hands. I'm just saying, he runs past people. He runs over people. And he plays with violence. Not bad for a former quarterback. I like that. All right, a couple other things. I saw this random, I don't know how to put it up on the screen. There, can you see it? Probably not. That's okay. If you're listening, the graphic, it's small. It says better than expected, worse than expected, teams that are doing better and worse this year. Teams like Miami, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Indiana, Ole Miss, Missouri, all right, are doing better than expected. Oh, there's also a meetings expectations department and then a worse than expectations department. Where do you think Nebraska falls? Better, meeting expectations, or worse than expectations?
I would say meeting expectations.
You nailed it. Alabama, BYU, Ohio State, Nebraska, Iowa State, etc., all doing meeting expectations. All right, not meeting expectations, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Florida. Oh, they did just beat Texas. Boise. Hey, North Carolina's on here. Did you see that one coming? Couldn't see that coming. I just want to throw this out there. We have a 9.3% chance of making the college football playoff. I'm just saying, if you're below 9.3, don't even talk to me. I'm like the hot girl that's too good for you. We're at 9.3. All right. Let's see. The match between Nebraska and Penn State last week averaged 1.05 million viewers on Fox on Friday night. The match's post-game coverage averaged 637,000 viewers, bringing the overall average to 943,000 viewers between the match, the post-match, on average. We need to get volleyball on television more often. This won't make Penn State or Texas fans happy, so let's talk about it. Even first-year FBS school, Missouri State. Did you know they were an FBS school this year?
I have been following that a little bit.
You have? Yeah. I had no freaking idea until I saw this. Even they have a conference win before Texas and Penn State. They should be rated ahead of them. That's all I'm saying. Preseason rankings be damned. Missouri State, top five. All right. I don't know what their record is, and I just saw the graphic and thought it was interesting because we're poking fun at Texas, and that's always fun. All right. We better get to predicting games. What do we got here, Jake?
All right, let's start with Alabama, number 8 Alabama, at number 14 Missouri. Alabama favored by 2.5.
So here's something you need to let people know. I never know what games we're going to pick. That's right. I literally am like during the break, Jake, you pick the games. Nebraska, that's the only game I know. Now, I can probably figure out that Oregon and Indiana's on here, but I don't actually know. So I'm literally predicting them off the top of my head as we're rolling. All right. Say the game again.
This one is Bama in Missouri. Oh. Again, this is number 8 Alabama at Missouri. Tickets $141 to get in. Bama favored by 2.5.
Missouri's being overlooked. I'm going to join that crowd. Bama wins, but it's tight.
I like the way you kind of set that up.
Who you got?
I've got Alabama too. I can't quite go against Missouri. I watched them against Kansas. Kansas is a good squad, but it looked like to me throughout the majority of that game that Kansas was the better team. Missouri pulled away late. Anyway, I mean, Alabama lost to Florida State earlier this year, so it depends on where you want to land. But I often, my mantra over the last several years is pick Bama. More often than not, you won't be wrong.
Okay, so basically you're Stephen A. Smith. The guy knows nothing about college football, just yells Roll Tide and thinks he's right.
Roll Tide.
Oh, gosh. All right, here we go.
Let's go with Indiana. Number 7, Indiana at number 3, Oregon. Oregon favored by 7.5, $124 to get in.
This game is not, and Terrell brought this up. This game's not been talked about enough. I think it's because Indiana went up to Ohio State, got mollywopped. They went to Indiana. Actually, one of the closer, I think it was the closest first-round college football playoff game we had, but they were handled. I'm not going to say manhandled. They were handled. Notre Dame was clearly the better team. And I think people expect the same thing to happen again, which is why it's kind of like, okay. I don't want to get excited, and then it's, you know, it's a 2-3 touchdown game. This game's not been talked about enough. I think Indiana's better this year than they were last year. Their quarterback, by the way, all right, is the number one quarterback in the country when it comes to pro scouts projecting him into the NFL. Fernando Mendoza from Cal. And Oregon is a legit good team. But they have not faced a top 80 pass offense yet. Just think about that. And look who they're about to face. I said all that to say I'm going to take Oregon, but it might be closer than some people think. It might be closer than the experts think. Thank you, Lee Corso.
Yeah, thank you, Lee Corso. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Oregon as well. Like you said, I'm waiting still to see Indiana maybe against the top dogs. Did beat Penn State, obviously, last week, but a couple weeks ago, tough to tell if they are a top dog after losing to UCLA this week. How about Oklahoma, Texas? We got a game earlier this year that you said, depending on who starts at quarterback, John Mateer trending towards starting for Oklahoma as we go into this game. Still Texas favored by 2.5. $268 to get in. Oklahoma number 6, Texas unranked, but favored by 2.5.
I forgot to mention Big 12 teams. Since the West Coast team started in the conference last year, joined Big 10 teams. Okay, since the West Coast teams joined our conference last year, 12-21 when flying over the Rocky Mountains. 12-21. So that works against Indiana too. I'm going to take Oklahoma mostly this hurts my heart to say it, but I'm going to take Oklahoma because Arch Manning is starting for Texas and he's not playing very well.
I'm taking the Sooners too. I think if John Mateer plays, that's one of the top teams in the country.
The thing that makes me nervous is Texas has got to be so embarrassed right now. They might just come out and pull it off. You know what? No, I can't pick Texas. Oklahoma. I just refuse to pick Texas.
Let's go with number 15, Michigan at USC. USC fair by 2.5.
I'm going to go USC. I think they beat Illinois any other day than when they had to play them at 9 a.m. Pacific time after a late start the previous week. I know, excuses. They're from California, not as tough as us Midwest folks. They're at home hosting Michigan. I'm going with SC.
I'm going with Michigan, so we at least have a difference here. Let's get to our picks for Nebraska and Maryland. I'll let you finish. I predict Nebraska wins 24-14.
Ooh, you got them covering too.
That's right.
So really, I'm changing my score from earlier this week, mostly because I misspoke, to be honest with you. I said 28-21. I meant 27-21 because, yeah, that's right. We make field goals now. We're going to make two of them. And special teams is a difference yet again. Nebraska 27. The good guys 27. The other guys 21. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a glorious weekend. Enjoy some college football. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bug.
Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM First. 93.7 The Ticket.